It's just gone 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs has recommended that the South African citizenship granted to Ajay Gupta's family be revoked, as it was granted fraudulently in a corrupt manner. This is according to a report by the committee after an investigation into the application for early naturalisation by the Guptas and the preferential treatment the family enjoyed with Home Affairs during the tenure of the then Minister Malusi Gigaba. The committee also recommended that Ashu Chalwa's South African citizenship be revoked, as he was the central person in the manipulation of the application process for the early naturalization of the Guptas, as well as the facilitation of illegal visas for the Gupta-linked Indian nationals. Well, the Indian government is saying they are not Indian nationals, but I suppose that is how they have come to be known. Mr. Chalwa was naturalized or is a naturalized South African of Indian descent who allegedly acted as a fixer for the Guptas in the naturalization debacle. Well, joining me now on the line for the developing story is the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, Mr. Hlomani Chauke. Mr. Chauke, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Karima. Good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chauke, just a quick question. What was the definitive finding on your part that made you realize that the application for Ajay Gupta's naturalization process was fraudulent?
Look, Karima, one of the key things you'll recall from the inquiry that we focus on, we look at the manner in which this application was processed. And then the second thing that we looked at was that due diligence, was it done? And I think you'll recall that both Aplani and the Minister of Home Affairs, Malusi, considered that, in fact, due diligence was not properly done. That is why you then get all those fraudulent submissions that were made by Chaula, and the manner in which this application was processed by the department. It demonstrates that there was somehow a relationship between Chaula and the officials of the Department of Home Affairs.
I just want to get something straight, Mr. Chauke. I don't quite understand. You're saying that both Mr. Aplani and Mr. Gigaba did not approve this process. It's Mr. Chaula who fraudulently applied. I don't understand that. I interviewed Mr. Aplani when he was the Director General of the Department of Home Affairs. He was part of the process. He oversaw the process and he defended the process. How do you come to the conclusion that both he and the minister didn't want the applications processed? Because the minister did eventually invoke his right to do so.
No. Karima, I think you misunderstood me. The point I'm making is that it was only during the inquiry, when we're probing this matter, that we came to a conclusion, both, not only ourselves, both Aplani and the minister.
Yes.
Both of them agreed during the inquiry, not before the inquiry.
Mm.
During the inquiry, they then considered, when we're putting to them, that the proper due diligence was never done.
Ah.
It's on those bases that the decision that we took as a committee is informed by that. Because what we followed, Karima, we looked at this application, where was it lodged?
Mm.
Because you'll remember that the first application was rejected.
Yes.
Right? Because both the wife of IJ Gupta and his mother overstayed their days outside the Republic.
Yes. They were
the permanent residence. And then the second process that then came in is this application, which the minister, when we ask about the letter, you remember,
Chaula
wrote a letter. And that letter did not go to the minister. The minister did not know the letter, but the letter went somehow in the department to some official in the department, right? We then said that, but on the basis of that and the basis of the report that we got from the Northwest Department of Education with regard to the support that they, based on the application, that they were supporting schools, they were buying shoes, they were doing all of these things. We called the MEC for Education from the Northwest. He came and said, disputed that in fact arrangement, that there is no such. The only thing that they know, it was a school competition that was arranged for school children to draw the wedding invitation.
Mm.
So the point that I'm making, Karima, is that both Minister and Naplani agreed with the committee when we put it to them that due diligence was never done. And that's the position that we now take as a committee, that on the basis of that misrepresentation, and then that's the recommendations that we are now making.
But Mr. Chauke, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you a little bit under pressure here. You're saying
that's
that
fine.
The
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
Yes, you're saying that the application landed with some official and somehow it was processed. Who has the right to process this? Because in the minister's statements that followed this debacle, he said he actually used his discretion as a consequence of the representation made to actually provide for this process. So how do you say that he only recognized this during the committee's hearing? Because when we heard from him, he said that he used his position to fast-track Mr. Ajay Gupta on the basis of the strength of the case made to him. So how is he not involved, and the problem is now some official whose name we, for example, don't know?
No. The reason that we have taken the decision that we took, that that citizenship need to be revoked, we're based on the fraudulent process that this whole application went through.
You were raised. But who's responsible for the fraudulent
Karima,
application?
I know. Karima, give me a chance. Let me tell you. You remember the issue of the letter?
Yes.
We raised this issue of the letter. We said, this letter is addressed to you, Minister. How, therefore, you don't know about this letter?
Right? What was the minister's answer?
And then the answer was that he did not know anything about the letter. This letter was addressed to him, but he did not receive it. Neither his office has got this letter. It's the basis that we're using now to say that that whole process is fraudulent.
No, I get that. But what I want to know from you is, Mr. Chauke, do you as a committee find that Mr. Gigaba is negligent and is responsible for the fraudulent processing and application of Ajay Gupta's naturalization process?
Well, we have made an observation. I think in the report we have noted that we have made an observation that led to the recommendation that we are doing. And our observation is clear that a proper due diligence was never done, and therefore both him and the Director General and those that are involved in the process have not really performed properly.
Okay, Mr. Chauke, I'm going to ask you for a second time.
That's fine.
Minister Malusi Gigaba and Mr. Apleni directly responsible for the fraudulent application and processing of Mr. Ajay Gupta's naturalization process?
Well, we have made a finding around them. We have observed, right, that the process that was done both by Apleni and the minister was not in line with what the regulations and the laws permit.
So are they responsible, sir?
The point that we are making is that action needs to be taken, and the action that we are making a call on is that that whole process must be revoked. Because they,
Mr. Chauke, are they responsible?
The point is that they considered in the meeting. The minister says that is true. I agree with the committee that if he has resisted.
I don't care what the minister agreed with. I want to know what the committee has found. Has the committee found that Mr. Gigaba and Mr. Apleni are responsible for that?
Our recommendations and observations, this is what we have observed. Therefore, we have observed the following. And this is what we put in the report there. And we then make a recommendation. We have not done a finding. We have only dealt with our observation in the whole process.
Okay, so actually we shouldn't say you made a finding. You've made observation. So there is no finding against Mr. Gigaba and Mr. Apleni.
We make a recommendation on the finding. We make a recommendation on the basis of our observation.
No. Mr. Chauke, I'm confused. You didn't make a finding. You made observations. You've made recommendations on the basis of observations.
That's
correct. So why did you not make a finding? Why did you make observations?
I think it's the nature in which we'll have not have an opportunity to have given those that are implicated an opportunity to respond to the report. I think that
Those people that you haven't given an opportunity?
Come again?
Who are the people that you haven't given an opportunity to respond?
All of those that we have made a recommendation on. I think they will just come across the report itself now, because in real terms, that process is supposed to have gone to as far as them having to comment on the report.
Mr. Right? Chauke, are you saying that Minister Gigaba at the time...
That's a new process. Karima, you know that.
No, no, I hear you, but I want to get to a specific point. You are saying that the people implicated in this process haven't been given due opportunity to
that
look
is
at
why
this.
We make an
now,
observation.
That's yes, make can an I finish my point, please? I allow
That's
you
correct.
To finish yours. Did Mr. Malusi Gigaba and Mr. Apleni not get enough chance to go through this information that leads you to this observation? Is that what you are saying as the committee chair?
No, it's not a question of they have not had enough time. They are the ones who are submitting us with all that information. And based on the information that they have submitted and what we have received from our own inquiry, we make that observation.
I don't understand. I don't follow, Mr. Chauke. What is the logic here?
The logic is that we have made the recommendation.
But you just
based
said...
on the observation, yes.
But how do you make a recommendation based on an observation and not a finding?
It's because of the reasons that I've just explained to you that normally...
Which are those reasons?
No, Karima. In the normal situation, dealing with matters of this nature of the inquiry, having to produce a report that must go, and that report normally will have given them that report to look at it and comment on that report, right? We'd not even have that time to do that, right? Parliament is coming to, and then the last engagement I've had was last week. What is important here is our finding, is the recommendations of the committee. This is what is very important now for us. And based on the observation, and it does not end here, by the way, the process that we've engaged on, it does not end here, because we believe as a committee that there are bigger things to be answered here. We believe that there's an element of a state capture that we have identified. And therefore, this matter does not end with the portfolio committee. This matter will have to be processed by other commissions that we've been working with. You know, from the start of this inquiry, we've been working with the Zondo Commission. We've been submitting some of the reports and documents to Zondo. And that's why we make a recommendation that these matters need to be forwarded to that commission to conclude them. Because Parliament was not able to conclude some of the work that we've been doing, but we've made a good recommendation there.
Mr. Chauke, I'm not asking you what your opinion of your recommendation is. I'm asking
it's
you very...
It's what we have concluded on. It's
yes.
not an opinion.
Yes, you just said you made good conclusions and recommendations. I'm not interested in those recommendations.
No,
I want to know...
anything about the recommendations.
No, Mr. Chauke, I want to get to the point. The point that I want to ask...
The point will be...
Can you give me an opportunity? I gave you an opportunity, yes. Sir.
I'm fine.
Thank you so much. Are you recommending as a committee that Mr. Gigaba and Mr. Apleni go before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry to be specifically... Sorry, can I finish? Sorry, can I finish?
That's correct.
Thank you. Are you making a recommendation that Mr. Gigaba and Mr. Apleni goes in front of the Zondo Commission of Inquiry to talk about the fraudulent way in which Mr. Ajay Gupta received his naturalization process in South Africa? Is that what you are saying as a committee unequivocally?
This is what we have said, not only Apleni and Gigaba, but everybody who is implicated in that process. And there are a number of people that we have cited there and the activities there.
Mr. Chauke, I understand that. The reason why I'm talking about Mr. Gigaba and Mr. Apleni is because the one was the political head and the other one was the accounting officer. So they are the two important people, and they are also the people that have denied knowing anything about this. Mr. Apleni came on this program, and we can give you the information to give to the Zondo Commission of Inquiry, where he denied that the process of application by Mr. Ajay Gupta for the second time was in any way irregular. In fact, he referred to the businesses of Mrs. Ajay Gupta and saying that we normally look at only the man of the household if we look at who is making a contribution. So my questions has a point to it. I'm talking about the political head at the time, and I'm talking also about the head of the department, who now, by the way, works for Discovery. And so if both of them have not given you the full truth, have lied and are implicated in fraudulent applications, then it's of course important that you say so unequivocally, sir.
Well, on the due process, I would have done that in the report if we would have got an opportunity to have given them the second sight when we make our conclusion, right? Now, I think you'll understand the point that I made, Karima, that we agreed with our observation and we agree with our observation, what we have seen, and we believe, therefore, the following things that have happened. And then from there, we make a recommendation out of that. We will not go beyond that. That's how far we have gone with this thing. Other people competent will be able to take it forward again. We have tried our best. We have engaged with this thing. We waited to get this witness who has run away for a long time. And we have made a finding. I think what we must appreciate here is that the Committee of Parliament has made a recommendation. And that recommendation is very important for me.
I hear what you're saying. So apart from the Zondo Commission of Inquiry, which is looking at state capture, right? We have several other commissions as well. And as you said, you could only work up to a certain point. Is the committee recommending that Mr. Apleni and Mr. Gigaba and all the other officials that you've identified, whose names you haven't mentioned here, have you recommended that they be cross-questioned by members of the Hawks, for example, because you said there's an element of state capture? Now, we know that there are several cases of state capture that is being investigated by the Hawks. Is the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee also recommending that both Mr. Apleni and Mr. Gigaba and the others be questioned by the Hawk for their knowledge involved? Sorry, can I finish? Mr. Chauke, can I finish my question? You will have an opportunity to answer.
Okay,
I've asked if you have recommended that Mr. Gigaba, Mr. Apleni and the other officials be questioned by the Hawks in relation to the fraudulent issuing of the nationalisation process of Mr. Ajay Gupta.
Look, Karima, it is not only the issue of the Zondo Commission. We went as far as recommending criminal cases be opened against those that have been using fraudulent information to an extent of the removal of the citizenship of certain people that we believe. So that, for me, means a lot. And therefore, though, if we refer the matter, we'll not want to dictate to the Zondo Commission what they must do, but we'll have given them all the information and they have the necessary capacity to go through all the records that we have been engaging on and the records that we have given them before. And then they will then take a stand from that position. But the committee will have made its recommendation, and I think the recommendation that we have made, it goes with the capacity of the committee to have managed to do this in the manner which we have done it. And knowing very well, again, Karima, that this matter that we have been dealing with, it was the Committee of Parliament without any other support that we dealt with. But we believe very strongly that we have done well and we have made a good finding and a good, very good recommendation and our observation are correct and agreed upon by both Apleni, the minister, agrees with our observation that due diligence was not done. And the point that we are making is that we recommend that the issue of the citizenship of the Guptas must be reviewed urgently. And that's the point that we're making. And I think the most important point that the committee has done so far.
Mr. Chauke, did you recommend as a committee that Mr. Apleni, Mr. Gigaba and the other officials also be questioned by the Hawks on the matter, given that you say that there's an element of state capture? You've just referred to the Zondo Commission. We already know that you're going to work with the Zondo Commission. I'm asking about the criminal justice system. I'm talking about one arm of the South African Police Service. I'm talking about the Hawks, sir.
Well, look, those that we want them to be criminally charged, I think we have made a recommendation and observation on that, and they are there, they are listed. And then, therefore, you see, I don't want a situation where I begin to dictate what Zondo Commission must do.
I'm not asking about the Zondo Commission, I'm asking about the Hawks.
No, Karima, please just take it from the level of our thinking in the committee, right? We may have missed some of the things that you may wish to have seen. Right, but our belief was that if we take this matter to that level, that is, it means therefore it will have more opportunity because we believe that, I mean, the Indian nationals that were sent in the country with fraudulent documents and all of that, Now, we believe very strongly, and the relationship of some of these Gupta-related officials were good relationship and sharing of very sensitive information with the Gupta people from the department. Very serious information that will not share it with anyone in the public, right? Those are criminal elements, and we are referring them there. And I think they are competent. They'll be able to look at the issues that the committee has dealt with. If there are gaps that will not have covered them, I think they will be able to assist in that process. But what is very important for the committee, what we have done, is the recommendations that we have made. I think out of that, I really want to applaud and thank the members of the committee of the very difficult situation that we have dealt with. And it does not end here. It means that there's going to be a way forward to continue dealing with these issues.
Yes, there's a way forward for the Zondo Commission that you have clearly outlined. I want to ask, you've sketched how serious the information was, how sensitive it was that it was shared with people from the Gupta family. It is a criminal offense. Is Mr. Gigaba recommended by the committee to be investigated by the Hawks for criminal activity, sir?
The committee has recommended that the Zondo Commission should look at these issues.
The Zondo Commission is not the Hawks, sir.
No, Karima. The committee has recommended that the Zondo issues must get into these issues and look at them, and the police must then look at the criminal element of it. They will make a conclusion, and I think they will unearth a lot of things that will have to come up. That's how we have closed it.
Mr. Chauke, it's very simple. You want to tell me what you've recommended, and that's fine. I've read what you've recommended. It's in the public domain.
No. Well, with regard to the recommendations, Karima, that this matter must be referred there. We believe there's a state capture element. We believe that this citizenship was not properly given and therefore must be reversed. What more? You want us? And this issues, it means that...
Sir, I can ask you a question. I can ask you a question, Mr. Chauke. I can ask you whether you are recommending criminal proceedings against a former member of the executive who is now a member of the National Executive Committee of the Governing Party. And I can ask you about the Director General of the then Department of Home Affairs, who is now a senior executive at Discovery. There are criminal charges. The Zondo Commission isn't a replacement for criminal prosecution. So what I want to get clear on, and what I want my listeners to get clarity on, is whether as part of your recommendations, including the Zondo Commission, have you also included that they in fact be recommended to be looked at criminally, sir? That is what I want you to answer. The Zondo Commission, we've heard.
Well, look, we have listed areas that we have identified that there's a criminal element, and that the investigating officers dealing with this matter, they will definitely look at it, they will follow it up deeper than what the committee has done. And if it arrives at that level of the minister, neither delay, and then it will be the issue of the police now, right? But we have gone where we have identified those that submitted fraudulent document by law, we then agree that these issues need to be attended there, right? Where we find a situation where the minister considered during the inquiry that, in fact, he has realized that proper due diligence was never done. And that has been noted by the committee, right? And then if investigation will to go even beyond those that we have identified, we have submitted fraudulent information, and then definitely you'll have to answer at that level, right? But for now, where we're sitting, I think we're satisfied that we have identified people that submitted fraudulent documents and lied, in fact, in this application, and those people would believe that the police will come in and they'll look at those issues, and then investigation cannot be dictated by the committee to that extent, but it can go beyond that. It can go as far as bringing even people that we have not had an opportunity to call them.
All right, Mr. Chauke, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much. That's the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, Mr. Hlomane Chauke.